Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Kerwinsville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.kerwinsvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 12. Now, here's what we're doing. We're continuing on. We're actually getting close to, you know, we're looking at the Gospel of John, and we can kind of divide John into four main sections. We've gone through the first section already. We're in the midst of our second section, which is chapters 7 through 12. And that section has been focused on how people are reacting to Jesus. And primarily, a lot of them are rejecting him. We're getting ready to, here in a few weeks, get into chapters 13 through 16. And we're going to see what Jesus is telling us about what he's doing for you and I as he gets ready to leave. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and other things. And then the final section is, of course, the crucifixion and what happens after that. But let's get back to chapter 12. We're talking about doing this study through John because we want to meet Jesus. We want to get to know him. And really, can I be honest with you? That's the most important thing. I mentioned it in my prayer. It's not about knowledge. Doctrine is good, but it's what you do with it. And where does it lead you in your relationship with him? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's about getting to know someone personally and intimately. So this young lady down here, Lori, I met her in 1991. We got married in 93. So here we are. We're getting ready to celebrate 29 years together in June. And I'll be honest with you, I am growing in my understanding of her, and she's constantly blowing my mind. And she's growing in her understanding of me. And, you know, the reality was is, How do we have a relationship? We have to interact with each other. I can't just go by, like when we were dating, what somebody else said about Lori Weaver. I had to personally interact with Lori Weaver, who is now Lori Cannon, to know her. I can't just go by what my kids say about her. I got to personally interact with her and see how she reacts. You know what I'm saying? I've got to personally interact with her. And she's got to do that with me. Because everybody's, you're changing, right? She's got to learn.